Hello, and welcome to Off the Clock, KBIA's Guide to Arts and Culture. I'm Maureen McCollum. The Beehi Collective is a group of politically active artists from Maine. The group uses simple, fable-like drawings to talk about complex world issues. The group recently visited the MU campus. KBIA's Rebecca Thiel reports.
We don't use our last names when we're doing Bee stuff, so you can refer to me as Aaron B., if you so choose.
Aaron B. wears thick, red-rimmed glasses, loves high fives, and has a quirky sense of humor. She stands on a huge cloth poster in the middle of Lowry Mall on the University of Missouri campus. As she explains each part of the political metaphor about free trade in the Americas, people passing by watch with inquisitive looks on their faces. Erin says when she was an art student at Florida State University, she didn't get involved in politics.
I was one of many people who said, like, I like art. I'm an artist. I don't think about politics. It's, like, just too much. I have to worry about my own emotions and then paint about them.
But after seeing one of the Beehive Collective's posters, Erin got interested in political activism. She joined Florida State's Student Justice Organization and stayed involved with politics until after graduation. Erin says, after graduating, she wasn't happy just making her own art.
Until I graduated and didn't know what to do with myself. And I tried to just be an artist, and none of that really made me satisfied. And I was just drawing images of things that didn't necessarily mean a lot to more than just me. And then I called the Beehive.
And that's how Aaron became Aaron B. The Beehive Collective is a grassroots group made up of artists and political activists who work together to make big prints about even bigger issues. World issues that impact the environment, the economy, and, of course, people. The bees use cartoon-like animals to depict different people and how they are affected by the larger issue in the work. Erin says using animals helps viewers pay less attention to stereotypes and more attention to the message.
Our message was clearer and less confusing, and that people took less offense to what we were saying because we weren't saying it about people or with people, but we were saying it with animals. And ever since, it's just been so successful that all of our posters haven't had any people in them.
Little Farmer Bee can't possibly compete with this extremely cheap corn.
The Beehive Collective travels the world, working with people to help tell their stories through images in the posters. Many of the plants and animals in the posters are native to the areas in which these people live. Tyler Bee, another member of the group, says these images help break down complex subjects.
Using these pictures and these metaphorical stories, this sort of fable-style storytellings is a much, much more engaging and interesting and fun way for folks to learn about oftentimes really scary stuff.
Unlike many artists, the Beehive Collective does not copyright its work. In fact, they want people to steal it. Erin says the bees want to move away from fame and encourage people to use their work for educational purposes.
We're rebelling against this life that we've all led of, like, you know, celebrity and video games and really easily consumable information, and instead trying to make art that changes something. And that the art itself we pass along and sell for very cheap, like, prints of it, these posters, so that people can take it home and use it to educate each other. It's a tool, not so much a piece of work.
The Beehive is currently working on their poster called The True Cost of Coal. The poster talks about coal mining in the Appalachian Mountains and the impact of fossil fuels. The True Cost of Coal poster will be the Beehive Collective's first work in 6 years. Erin says the group will tour again once the poster is finished. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.
Oh, what a glorious thing to be a healthy grown-up, busy, busy bee.